Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
That's the sound of a dove. A dove is much different than a pigeon. Now, we've been having dove and pigeons, dove, love of God here. But it says it's a dove is so sensitive that when you get around the dove, it'll fly away. But you can go to the park and you can find pigeon after pigeon after pigeon at a good park. And a pigeon will rest on your arm, eat out of your hand. But it says, and when Jesus was baptized, when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, it says that the Spirit of the Lord, like as of a dove, set upon Jesus and remained. This is a great service today. This has started out. I'm not trying to kill it. I'm trying to encourage us to know that we've got fed when we leave here. That when we get in this car, if the Lord doesn't come. But I believe this. Hold on. I believe there is going to be an outpouring, a coming together of the Word. And we got some Word churches that don't believe in the Spirit. Then we got some spirit churches that don't believe in the Word. I know in St. John 1 and 1, it's the beginning was the Word, Word was God, Word was God, Word was made flesh, and dwelt among men. And go on. First St. John 1 and 1. We got to come together, say hallelujah. The Word, like my grandson was talking about, and the Spirit. We can shout about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but let's go on over into the book of Acts. Let's get into the book of the Romans. If there's one scripture, you may be seated. If there's one scripture that I would say we need to have is Romans 4. Romans 4, and I didn't come to preach like this. I come to follow the Holy Spirit of God and preach the Word with love, the true Word. Read the Word as the Word said the Word. I want to be well understood. I don't want to leave out of here and you not understand me. You study your Bible. But while I'm here, I want you to know what I am saying. We generally jump and jump and jump. I don't want to jump today. I want what the Spirit of the Lord wants. Can you say amen? But we find that, say dove. Come on, some of you are just here. I want you to be here with me. Have any of you ever seen a white dove or just a dove? They're much different. They're 100 times sensitive more than a pigeon. Now, they're all in the same family, but they're not the same thing. Some of y'all, I want you to get your mind on this. They may be hearing me, but you're not really grasping what the Spirit's trying to say to the church. You need the Word, and you need the church. That's right, the Word church and the spiritual church. Because if we do not combine this together as we come together, we'll completely cut the Word off and the Spirit both. You'll come in with Scripture stacked up this high and never have the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, to rest upon that Word where we can understand what thus saith the Lord to us. I'm not talking altogether about baptism. I'm not talking about just the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the revelation of the Word. Hallelujah. After that you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. Power. And how did they first get power? Amen. They got power endued from power on high in the book of Acts. How did you one time know that you really got saved? Oh boy, here I go. You're going to say, Brother Pierce, what do you mean God saved? I mean until you know that the Word and the Spirit comes together and you're saved. There's a peace that comes about you. There's a glory that comes about you. There's just a kind of move of God that comes about you. We won't worry about our jobs. We won't worry about our finances. We'll be concerned, but the Spirit, come on, say the Spirit. This is a Spirit church, but it needs to be more of a Word church that gets further deeper into the Word of God of the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22, the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. And one man said, I knew it not. Some of us really don't recognize because we've got so familiar with the singing and the Word. And the singing that brings down and it conditions us for the anointing of the Word. Did you get that word, anointing? Now I'm going to make you happy. Not me. The Lord's going to make you happy. I want you to go. I changed my mind on this. The Lord did. I want you to go to Genesis 17th chapter, the 17th verse. And I want you to start at the 17th verse and put it on the board, and I'll read it. Genesis 17, are you getting this? 17th verse, 17th chapter, 17th verse. We're going to start reading at that verse, the 17th verse. And Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? This is Abraham. I said, I'm going to make you laugh. He's going to make you laugh. And Sarah, that is 90 years old, to bear, to have a child. And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael, here he goes. You know, named Ishmael, God did. You didn't believe that, did you? God named Ishmael. He knew he was coming. Just like in this service today, are we going to be, well, I don't want you to fall out with me, but if you do, it's fine. I want to be a true dove of the Lord. I don't want to be a pigeon princing around here and just making but pigeons, they can strut, they can play the part, but they don't have that Shekinah sensitive. Am I going too fast? Dove and a pigeon. All right. And God said, Sarah, my wife, shall bear thee a son. Indeed, thou shalt call his name Isaac. That's God's word. He said, there's going to be another people that's going to be brought out of the same lineage of Abraham. One's going to be Isaac. Boy, I'm getting some contradictory situations right now. And the other one's going to be Ishmael. Should I say Ishmael, then Isaac? Ishmael was 14 years old. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'm getting here. And it said that the Lord spoke to his wife. She's the one that wanted the baby. She's the one that had her handmaiden have the baby to lie with Abraham. Back in those Old Testament, it was lawful. Come on, ladies. So they had Ishmael, that's 14 years old, raised and reared and jerked up by a daddy by the name of Abraham. Say Abraham. Say Abraham. I don't know really what the title is. This Sunday's message. Have we got two churches in America today that's claiming to be from the father of Abraham. And there's a real child that's coming that's already come by the name of Isaac. Now, I know some of you are going to give me flack and you're going to take the scripture and you go, hey, but this is what I'm seeing right now. We better make sure that we are the dove family. We better make sure that we are the lineage family, the spirit family, and the word family. Stay in the word. Stay in the spirit. The more that you know God is you stay in the word and know how to follow after the spirit, by the spirit, to get the anointing. What's missing in the church of the word church is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Bible. Now I said it. It's true. You got the Father and the Word and the Son, or should I say, the Holy Bible. Then in the Spirit Church, you got the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. You got some churches won't even look at the Word. And then some don't, they say in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit of God's done away with. That was just to cause people to believe. And this is really going to be nice for you today. But we need to be a church that's with the Word and with the Spirit and come together. That it'll bring the anointing, and we won't strut like a bunch of pigeons, but we will, hallelujah, shout, amen, and be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost says move, we'll move. Healings, miracles. Most churches don't believe in the fivefold ministry. Word, should I say, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Some don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, or should I say, being healed, and special people or people praying for the sick because they got so much word, and the word's great, we got to have it, but without the Spirit, we can't live. Without the anointing of both of these, it won't be in order. I didn't take a long time to sing and book things up here. I told you, I'm just telling you like I see it. Most churches say we're word church. When it comes down that you're needing something spiritual, hallelujah, you're needing food for your soul and revelation. They don't believe in revelation. They don't believe in the supernatural. Let me talk to you. We believe in the supernatural because this Holy Bible says, and to you and to your children and to as many as are far off as our Lord God shall call, in Acts, the second chapter, the third chapter, the fourth chapter, the fifth chapter, on into the 28th chapter. And then on over in the book of Romans, and then in, oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Doves and pigeons. And he said, and Sarah, his wife, shall bear thee a son in the 19th verse. Indeed, thou shalt call his name Isaac. And we got two boys here. And I will establish my covenant, not with Ishmael. We're looking for a great move of God. And we want to say, I know the word. Another say, I know the spirit. But until we come together in unity, the anointing cannot be here of the Word and the Spirit, hallelujah, and the Holy Ghost will be shooed off because it's so sensitive. Now, I've got to tell you a story. There was a preacher and his wife, foreign missionaries, that went to Israel. This was told to me. And they moved into an apartment, not much housing over there. And as they moved into that apartment, there was a dove's nest in one of the bedrooms. And they said, this is a sign that the Lord is with us. But you know, there's things that comes with the supernatural and with the sign and with the sensitivity of a dove. noticed that when they went out, the dove would fly out. And they wondered, what's wrong with this dove? Every time we close the door or make a racket, the dove leaves. But to find out, the dove could not stand the sound of that slamming door. That's one of them. Sometimes we walk around thinking God owes us silence and speak to us in the spirit, but we got to desire spiritual gifts and desire the anointing of God to be upon us, not just because the song service is good. You got to have that dove spirit in that song service that you can follow after God, Brother Trey. It's not easy to follow after quietness in the spirit where you can hear the voice of God. You ever seen the holy hush of God when tongues go forth? You ever seen the holy hush of God and then the power of God sends down and seems like your skin stands up and the hair on your skin stands up and you know the presence of God is in that service? You ever been laying flat on your back and the doctor says you're going to die and you feel that Shekinah glory, that whole that supernatural power of God come in your life and heal your body and come and touch your Gideon beret, the devil's Gideon beret, that God delivered you from. Thank God for the pigeons. Thank God for the noise. But there's a time to be quiet. There's a time to speak because the anointing, say the anointing. Say the anointing. The anointing breaks the yoke. What's the yoke? There's something holding the word and the spirit together. Hallelujah. And that's the anointing. When you get the word and the spirit together and you get born again of the water and the spirit, it will bring the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God that you can be anointed and be sensitive. Well, I'm not... That may give me some more water. I'm getting a little dry. I won't say I've been around a long time. Didn't know I was being taught. But today I walked into Brother Trey and Brother Hollis's class and just sat down for a few minutes. Before church, way before church. I generally don't get here before church. I should. Too busy getting this and getting that. I think sometimes we need to sit down and get a vein and get the word and the spirit or get on our knees or just come in and say, Lord, hallelujah. I don't want to shoo it away. Play with all your might. Sing with all your might. We miss my son-in-law, Sean Gray. What a mighty message. What a mighty daughter. What a mighty son over here. And Grayson, mighty guy. All my kids, my daughter-in-laws. Trey, we got some of the best word and spirit people alive. And you're like a little bird, a dove, wanting that next meal. Now, have I got the backbone? Have I got the Spirit of the Lord to tell you what thus saith the Holy Ghost if God gives it to me through the Word? He got up and preached on 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. He didn't even touch it. He just touched a little bit. Oh, my Lord. To set things in order, we got to have the Word and the Spirit and the anointing, hallelujah, that breaks the yoke. And we'll have deliverance in the church. We'll see signs, wonders, and miracles as the Lord brings the church together and we help him as a body of Christ. The anointing. Say the anointing. Say the anointing. Say the anointing of the Lord. Say the word of the Lord. And you know, brother, I do not want to speak a word out of context. Because last night, I wrestled with the Lord all night. I turned from one end of the bed, put the pillow at the foot. My wife, she's sleeping. She said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I'm hurting." But my soul was hurting. My soul was tormented. She said, "The church has got to go forward." I said, "My church will. Are you going to be left behind? Are you going to be left behind because you're afraid to preach the word and have the anointing of the, should I say, the Spirit? You remember it used to be, repent when you come in here and get baptized and receive the infilling of God's Spirit. Today I'm saying, if you do, after you've done all that experience, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you get the word and plant it in your heart. Carry the word with you. If you got a computer Bible, take the word with you. If you got a King James version and another version, make sure you got a pure version and keep that word hidden in your heart, and more of anointing will come on you, and you'll see supernatural things that took place in the word of God and that's taking place now. We got people that's dying because we are fighting over the word and what we believe and what we think is going to be right. If the word said it, take it. But the main thing, pray till you feel like praying. Pray till you feel like praying. And I'm going to explain that, sister. Somebody says, "I don't know what it means by praying till you feel like praying." I found out the other day. Is my grandson, Trey Pierce, Charles Grayson Pierce III. Stand up, Trey. He's been persistent about Papa and Mama doing exercise. He's persistent about the Word of God. My son's persistent. Both of my sons helped me in both ways. But Grayson, and should I say Trey comes by to get me. So I said, "Trey," you may be seated, son. I said, "Trey, you know what this workout's like? Because I don't want to go." I beg off. I said, "I don't want to go. Trey, I don't want to go. I don't feel like it today. I'm not going to work out today. I'm not going to ride that bicycle." He said, "I'm going to stretch you, Papa." I said, "You ain't stretching me. I'm going to stretch you, Papa." See, this is like the Spirit. And the Bible said, be like a woman that travails in the Spirit. The church is a woman. We need to travail in the Spirit. When I got to working out, I get to feeling so much better. I come home, I seem like my wife's married to a different man. Amen, a different man. How do you think Sarah felt? She was about 70, 80, and he was about 90, 100, and go have a baby. God knows what we need. He knows there's sometimes two phases. The other woman having the baby is in that, should I say, Old Testament with Abraham, and the baby should lay over the woman, and the woman would have the baby. Hallelujah. So she'd call it her own. But after 14 years getting attached to that baby, see, it's got a sensitivity about it, but not enough. Not enough. I mean, she knew better, but she obeyed Sarah, her handmaiden, obeyed her. And Abraham said, "I'm on a God, we're going to have a baby." He said, "Yeah, Sarah will have one named Isaac." Sometimes I believe we go in the, you, somebody better listen to what I'm saying. And I've seen this in revivals all over the world. We'll have a Ishmael move of God. And we'll shout. And we'll thank God. But it's not the end of it. Boy, this is going over like a pair of high-heeled tennis shoes. But it's the truth. There's two phases of this thing. And I want you to go to Matthew 25:1. We're in a time that this world is hungry for the supernaturals. We need teachers. We need apostles. We need pastors. We need teachers. We need the anointing of God. We need discipline in the house of God if we ever going to grow. We need the anointing of God. And the only thing that brings the anointing is the power of God and the word of God. Unless you got them both together, it will not work. It will not work smoothly. But the Bible said here, covenant with everlasting covenant, Isaac, and his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. And that's the Arabs. Who are we dealing with now? We're dealing with oil. Saudi Arabia is one of the richest nations in the world. They got the most beautiful cities built, but they don't have the anointing of the Spirit like Isaac. They don't have the anointing of the Spirit, should I say. They don't have the Spirit of the blessing, of the blessing, of the blessing. That boy there and that boy yonder, those two boys are Pierces. My daughter is a Pierce. She's married to Gray. My grandchildren, this got husbands as Pierces. Great-grandchildren. They are Pierces. They have my bloodline in them. They have their mother, but they have their daddies and they have their granddaddies. So if the Lord spoke to you, hallelujah, some of you are anointed. Some of you got the word in you as a little kid at certain denominational churches. I come out of a church that I don't even believe what they believe anymore. They're doctor. Good people. But when I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God speaking in tongues, I knew that God could do it. But the word was preached and said, you need it. And I thought it was for people back then. Well, it's for people today. If you sit there and you don't pray to God and believe God, hallelujah, without the Spirit, what makes you alive? You got a body, you got a soul, and you got a spirit. The Bible said in the seven churches of Asia, he called one of them and said, you're dead. He said, you've lost your first love. The Spirit's left out of you. To most of them, except one, the Philadelphia church. They have studied about the body, the soul, and the spirit. I don't know how they do all that, but they've studied. They said that generally the spirit and the soul of a man does not leave until about after 10 or 15 minutes if he dies, or a woman. They can still hear. When Paul preached to those 9-7 churches, they all were filled with the Spirit and the Word. Am I right? Well, why did he come back and name them out, everyone, and told them what there was? The Nicolaitan church, the Philadelphia church, the Laodicea church. Read about it in the book of Revelation. There were 7 churches that supposedly were supposed to be spiritual. But he said, Philadelphia church, said, you got a little life, little breath, little spirit, little soul, little life to do what's right left in you. I believe America's got a little life, a little spirit, a soul to after God. I'm hoping. Because if it doesn't, we in for big trouble. The church is going to be caught out of here. I'm not worried about it. I'm concerned about it. Are you getting what? Is this plain enough? We've been let go so long, both ways. I'm not really blaming anybody. I'm just saying we are in a situation that we need the soul and the spirit to work together.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.